Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about the Israeli constitution. To this day, Israel has no constitution. We'd like to understand, should we have one? If so, what should it include? It's going to be really interesting. Be with us, Nitza, please.
Yeah,
like you mentioned, up until now, a formal constitution was not yet formulated in Israel. Over time, different basic laws were legislated, 13 all in all, and each such law has to do with a specific realm, whether it's the parliament, the president, the army, and so on. And it especially has to do with the rights and obligations of citizens in the country. And these laws, they kind of direct our policies, government, and so on. And today, what we'd like to find out is, first of all, it's really interesting. Other countries, they have constitutions. One of the constitutions that many take an example from is the American Constitution. So what do you think about this, that Israel has no formal constitution? What for? Should we have one? I don't know. First of all, I see that we're living without a constitution. So first of all, you can live without a constitution. It's not something that you can't live without. This is one thing. And another thing is, what happens with the constitutions in other countries? Does it help them somehow? I think that it gives a certain direction, gives you the general laws, margins. You know, usually it's written in such a way that you can twist and turn it in any direction you want. It shows how humanitarian a country is, cultural, culturized, educated, and so on and so forth, that it's somewhere there above everyone else. And that's how each of them is. Meaning, there's nothing more to it than false representativeness. And that's it. I remember when I lived in Russia, I lived there until I was about 25 or 6. Afterwards, I moved to Lithuania, and after 4 years there, I came to Israel. So in Russia, everyone was really boasting about the constitution that they have that's the most progressive and unique and really more advanced than all other countries and nations. And compared to how things really were there, it was terrible. Dictatorship, fear, limitations, zero freedom, and so on. So what if there's a constitution? So there are two things here. First of all, there is a constitution, but eventually in practice, something completely different is happening. What is a constitution? Were we to know the foundations of nature, the foundations of human society by nature, not according to what we feel like, then from that, we would determine what's good for us to advance to, what should we do, and then really, we would have been in a state where we need a constitution. Because I know who I am today, and what should I get to? How should I become according to the laws of nature? What does knowing the laws of nature have to do with the constitution? What do I need a constitution for then? A constitution is the general, global, most comprehensive plan that includes the entire essence of our life as a nation or a country or a collection of nations. It's like a roadmap. Yeah, but if I don't know, what do I have to come to? And I make a kind of a salad out of it that, yeah, it seems to me that this is good, or maybe that would be good. And I think that this is the way to get there, and this is the way to bring this Constitution closer to reality, to bring myself closer to the Constitution. In short, we have a complete fundamental lack of understanding about everything. We don't know what human society is, what human nature is, what society has to advance toward by nature. We don't know, but we see, you know, we live our life. And no one knows what's going to happen in a moment. No one knows what form will our society or our country or any other society or country in the world will get in 10 years or 100 years or 1,000 years. So how can we write a constitution? A constitution is like above time and space and motion and above everything. We human beings, can we do that? We're making fun of ourselves. So in order to write a constitution that will really serve us and advance society, and society in general, not only in Israel, you're talking about an international constitution, if I understand correctly. I'm talking about the concept of the constitution. So what does this constitution have to understand, know about? Human nature, the nature of society, the nature of the world, and how these three things, man, society, and the world, how do they all unfold according to what laws, general laws of nature, that it's not that we live our life as we please, but we're inside a certain system, which is the system of nature, with its laws, with its constitution, and this is the constitution that I have to know, the constitution of nature, that it doesn't depend on me, but it's above me because I was already born and I developed and I exist in it. And how will I suddenly now sit down and write one thing or another because this is how I feel like doing this or that according to my current understanding, my current intellect. Even if I write something today, tomorrow it won't work. How can I know? It's so foolish that humanity is writing it, but it's written in order to show off to each other that we're so, or as such an enlightened nation, we shed light upon everyone, upon mankind, we show the path. Simple rubbish. So, what we said up until now is that you see no rationale in writing Constitution for Israel. Before we know and understand and study all of the laws of nature and accept them and discover them and see all these things, before that, we have no justified reason to even think that we know what a constitution is. Meaning, who are we? What are we? In what way and toward what are we advancing? That's one thing. Another thing is, suppose after these things become revealed to me, the constitution of nature, the assembly of laws and states, conditions from nature, then there's no point in writing anything. This is what I have to write. Meaning, all in all, we have to learn the laws, study the laws of nature. Does nature have some basic laws or principles? Please, come study the wisdom of Kabbalah and learn. What is human nature? What is nature in general? How they affect one another? How are they advancing from the beginning and to the end of history? And this is the constitution. So it's an absolute constitution that belongs to everyone, includes everyone. And no one can undermine it. In simple words, let's try and write it. The First Amendment. The First Amendment is that nature is one force, not two or three, or it doesn't matter how many. And all of us are in it.
Okay.
And this means what? The name of this law is called There is None Else Besides Him. Okay, that's the first basic law. What does this mean, actually? That there is no other authority besides nature, in which we all are, and it determines everything. Our thoughts, desires of each and every one of us in all times, in all cases, and whatever happens in the past, present, and future. How the recognition of this law that, let's call it, none else besides him, this one law, how does it affect the order inside the country, the relationship between a citizen and the country on all levels? First of all, that at least I won't try to write a constitution myself, at least that. So that's good, that we don't have a constitution here in Israel is actually good then. Yeah, it's not by chance. Okay, and so we understand that there is a basic law called none else besides him. So that compels me. If that's true, it compels me. And everyone in the world has to know about this basis. Why is it important for everyone to know about it? Because if above me and above you and above him and above everyone, there is one force that controls and rules and governs everything, then that already determines something in regard to us, or not. Well, if I try to think about this, it means that there is one law that controls us all, including what you're going to think, including what I'm going to say now. Yeah? So there's this one force, which is a superior law that unites all people in the world, regardless of your culture, country. Yeah, it's all determined by this law. It's all included in it. This law says that there's no culture, education, thoughts, desires, actions as a result anywhere in the world. If we're talking about people or animals or plants or the still, anything that we can say something about, we can say that this thing is a result of that law, that there is none else besides him, that there is one force that holds everything inside it and works on each and every detail without asking anyone. Just to try and understand on the practical, political level, because we really want to see how does it dress on the constitution of a country, for example. What does a country need a constitution for? Everyone has to take from that law all the results, outcomes, and to know how to equalize with that law, because it's general and it affects everyone, down to the last part of reality, to the last detail. And if we implement, realize it already, there's nothing left to do then. What do you mean? We're integrated in this law and this upper force in terms of our consciousness, desire, behavior, recognition. We are actually 100% identifying with it. And that means that we keep the Constitution. We said that we can't sit and envision some constitution and write it down. But we have to learn the system of laws that we exist in, which is the system of nature, and then when we understand how the laws of nature work, then it will be clear to us that this is the constitution of reality. That's beyond time, space, motion, everything. I said, great, let's try and write these laws down. What's the first bullet? You said that nature is one force. Now, How does this project on our life? A constitution is something that determines our way of living, how we behave in society and the country. From this first paragraph or item in the constitution that nature is one law, what can we deduce from here for the life of a country? I don't know, life of a country, but a constitution is something determined by a country. No, this is the constitution of nature, not of a country or a nation or anything else. As if every group will also say that they have a need for a constitution of their own. I don't relate to that. I come from the perspective of nature and not from the perspective of humanity that invents different things. That's clear. I want to ask. People have to come to know the constitution of nature, and the first paragraph is that nature is one law. Why is that important for people to know? Because if I don't want to be wrong in life and to go against that one force, that acts, that works, then I have to understand, acknowledge that it works in all parts of reality, in me and around me and everything. And then, what are the implications? That before I think, before I do, act, I take into account that I am in this one force, under this one force, and if I don't identify with it, then I cause harm to myself and to others. And then, that one law acts in order to correct my deviation, the deviation that I have caused. And from that, I start feeling that there are different negative influences from different directions working on me in order to bring me back to balance. Okay. What comes to mind is, if I look at Muslims, or Jews, or anyone who thinks that there is really one force, monotheism, one God, what's the difference between what you're saying and what they say? I don't know, and I don't want to know. I don't want to get confused with what humanity has invented and all different religions and beliefs, that there are more than 3,000 different kinds of different beliefs and religions and so on. Coming from the initial perception of there being one force or one God, not necessarily there are those that believe in many gods, but I'm referring to monotheism. What's the difference between the none else besides him that you're talking about? No, you can say that there's none else besides him in Islam and certainly in Judaism, whereas in Christianity there's already mixed with big additions of their saints and so on. What I want to say is that the fact that nature is one and that there is one force operating in everything, this forces a person, in order not to be mistaken in life, to acknowledge, come to know that one force that operates in nature, and all the time to be in equivalence and connection with it. Meaning that my entire life has to be directed so that that one force will work on me without me interfering, standing in its way. And so here we're coming to paragraph 2, that in order to come to know this one acting force, none else besides him, then there is another opposite force, that as if there is something besides, none else besides him, that appears in me, so that precisely by these two forces, I will scrutinize that there is none else besides him, that there is just one force that's acting and not two, that the other force appears in me in different forms to deflect me from saying that there is none else besides him. in order to confuse me. And precisely through these confusions, I come to know that there is none else besides him, that there is just one force, and that the other force is called helpmate against him. It has a name, the evil inclination. It's also called an angel. That it does everything in order for me to get confused, because from this confusion I will come to know this one force, that it's really one, that there is none else besides him, the good that does good, that's it. So, law number one, none else besides him. Law number two, that there is an opposite force to it, the evil inclination that helps it. That is as if opposite to it. It's not that it really works against it, but it works, acts, in order for me to learn about the first force of none else besides him, from its opposite, from the negative, from a thing in its opposite. Otherwise, I won't be able to grasp it. Previously, when you talked about the Constitution, you said that it's a collection of different principles, rules that are supposed to lead humanity forward all the time. But because we don't understand what does it mean to advance or what to advance toward, we invent different laws that seem to us rational, as if from understanding nature. The entire system of how it works, the entire mechanism, and that is a truly foolish mistake. So you're saying that your ability to understand these laws is limited, and as a result, you have written the constitution that you have today. But there is a superior constitution that, unless you understand that, you won't be able to advance. Now, in this superior constitution, there are two, let's call it superior constitution, there are two principles, the force and its opposite, the one force and the opposite force that exists in me. How does that lead myself and society toward advancement? You're given different ways to live, develop, think, have different desires and calculations, and you're mistaken in all of them if you do not accept the condition of none else besides him, and you take this law as the law of your life, as a basic condition in life. That's it. I'm kind of perplexed. We said that we're living in the system of nature, and the real constitution is the one defined by nature, the general law or laws working in nature. Now, I want to understand, what did I learn? First of all, that we're inside the system of nature in which there's one comprehensive force acting. The second paragraph I didn't exactly understand, and I also didn't understand how are these things related to how we exist as people, nations, countries, and so on. Because to me, our discussion sounded a bit philosophical, sometimes religious. No, not at all. In order to come to know the one force, I need the force that's opposite to it. Otherwise, I won't be able to get to know anything. I can't discern something if there isn't something that is its opposite, that's different from it. And so, in order to understand that there is one force, I need to have two forces. In order to have a good force, I need also the bad force. It works in all directions. I need a thing and its opposite. So, there's the one good, benevolent, infinite force, and so on. And against it, there has to be its opposite. Meaning that the same qualities that exist in the one force have to also exist in the opposite force. And to the same extent, intensity, and everything. So much so that I'll mistake in one for the other. But eventually, I'll scrutinize what's in between them. And the one points at the other. As far as light excels darkness. The scrutiny of these two forces Does it happen inside a society? Does it have any expressions in our day-to-day life? In everything, everything including everything, in every state. Our only problem is that we pay no attention to it. We don't understand how the forces of nature are playing with us in favor and against, in order for us to scrutinize this principle that there is none else besides Him and to adhere to Him. Precisely by the help of the opposite force. A society or a country that advances according to the constitution of nature, what is it advancing towards? The truth that it identifies with. Well, theoretically speaking, because it doesn't exist. In the past, there was a short period during which the nation of Israel was in that, where they identified with the one force of nature because they discovered the opposite nature and distanced themselves from it, that you can't adhere to the one unless you reject the other. We, created beings, can only discern light from darkness, one out of the other. How is it expressed in the life of a society or a country? In each and everything, I have to discover good and bad, and then to know, why is this good? Because it is related to that upper force, and what is the bad? That the bad is revealed only in order for me to get to know the good upper force. And therefore it's called an angel. When we're talking about the force of good, the force of bad, what does it have to do with the relations between people, different denominations? I don't know. This entire world was created only in order for us to scrutinize the good from the bad, the food from the waste. Dr. Lightman, unfortunately, our time's up. We wanted to know, what is the Israeli constitution to discover the one force and adhere to it? That's it. Thank you very much. This raises many questions. We'll talk about this again. Thank you very much. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.